Hey everybody, welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. Episode 2 of Season 10, welcome. If you haven't checked out Frank's episode from last week, go back and do it. It is a huge episode and you can now check it out on YouTube. Yes, we're on the tubes, finally. Kind of been dabbling in it for a while, trying to learn how to do it, if I'm very honest. It's a whole different kettle of fish. There's a lot of work to it. And now I think we've found a workflow, we found a good editor. So from now on, most of the episodes, barring technical issues, should be going up on YouTube. Search The Entrepreneur Experiment and go subscribe. Speaking of which, if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple, click the subscribe button. It makes a big difference. It's getting harder and harder to promote podcasts and make it a dent in the charts. So you can help me out by hitting that subscribe button. You get 2 episodes every week. Or do you get more? That brings me on to my second announcement of today. We're now going to do bite-sized episodes. So every weekend, you'll get extra Entrepreneur Experiment. We'll dig into the archives and we'll pick out one of our favorite episodes and condense that down into the best 10 minutes from that. They'll like be extended teaser episodes. If you like the Idea Lab, you like the length of them. I got 3 bits of feedback from you guys at the end of Season 9. One of them was video. One of them was more content, and one of them was more shorter content. So I'm going to tick all 3 boxes for you. So on Saturday or Sunday, we haven't decided yet. Actually, let me know if you're listening, which one would be better. You'll get a bite-sized episode. And what that'll be is like a little recap of all the episodes, or all our best episodes. So 10 minutes chosen from one of our favorite episodes every week. Quick shout out and thank you even to my sponsor Sage for 2022. They're the number one provider of payroll, HR and finance software to small and medium sized enterprises all across the globe, just like me and you. If you want to find out more about Sage, click the description below. Today we're going to talk about triathlons and we're going to talk about how you can get involved in the Entrepreneur Experiment. I used to laugh when people were like obsessed with triathlons and now I'm that person. It's like the joke about what's the worst thing about being a Cork vegan? You don't know which thing to tell people about first. Same with triathlons, right? You become mildly obsessed. And I was thinking about it. So I really only had one goal, right? And triathlon and sport in general just mirrors business. And that's why I love sport and how the comparison is to business and how you can apply lessons from both. So I did the triathlon. It was kind of always on my bucket list. So I ticked it off the weekend. And I was trying to think why I enjoyed it so much. And I think the biggest lesson for me is how you can apply it to other things in your life is there's just no escaping the hard work, right? You kind of just got to enjoy the grind of it because there's just no way to cheat. There's no way to get, you know, to get around it. It just is what it is. You got to put in the training. You got to put in the hours and you got to just show up on the day and do it. It was class. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. I didn't get as much training done as I'd have liked to due to an injury, but my entire goal was just to finish it, just to do it and finish it. But it's so interesting that it's like that old quote, I think it's Theodore Roosevelt or his wife, the comparison is the thief of joy. And I did find a little bit of that because on the day I was delighted, I turned up and I was like, oh, this is class. This is so good. It's great to be here, blah, 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 great atmosphere. And as I was going through it, you know, the competitive instincts start going. You start kind of going, oh, I bet I can beat them up that hill. Damn, they're after sprinting past me there now. So you got the swim, which I did find tough, to be honest. I was one of those people that couldn't swim. And I was like, okay. So I just kind of literally taught myself, just dogged it out, got in the sea, got the wetsuit on, and just dogged it out and just kind of learned how to swim properly. Not properly. I learned how to swim. I'm going to go back next year. I'm going to redo it next year, learn how to swim properly. But it's cool. It's a really cool process. And I would advise anyone, definitely entrepreneurs, to find a pursuit outside of business that they can really enjoy. And I enjoy solo pursuits like that because it gives you time to think. If you're on the bike, if you're swimming, or if you're running, it gives you that time just to decompress and not be on your phone, not be stimulated by other things. And it's brilliant. And it's very, I think it'll appeal to entrepreneurs because it's very binary, right? There's times, set distances, you know exactly what you're doing, and you can compete. So it's a really fun thing. It was great. It's out in Greystones. The whole thing was unbelievable. It was really well organized, beautiful setting for it. So that was that. That was my triathlon. Now, the Rising Star series. This is what I want to talk to you about most today because I'm on the verge of announcing something quite good with the podcast, but we can kind of kick that ball rolling. I'm looking for the best Irish companies that are under 3 years old. We've done this previously in previous seasons with Fiona from Riley and Kevin from the Go Cup. They were my picks of companies that are on the rise that I think are going to be absolutely amazing successes. And now I want to do it for season 10 and 11 and kind of formalize the process more, give it the weight it deserves, because it's a cool thing to shine a spotlight on a young company and give them a bit of a push in the right direction and bring them into my network. So I'm looking for your suggestions for the very best young Irish companies. I kind of really only have three criteria. They must be based in Ireland, they must be under 3 years old, and have to have made a sale. You might think that's silly, but a lot of companies are floating around there in the ether and they're kind of zombie companies. They're just feeding on the next grant or they're just feeding on the next funding round without ever actually bringing any euro. So they have to be based in Ireland, or they can be based out of Ireland as long as they have an Irish entrepreneur behind them. They have to be under 3 years old and they have to have made sales. So if you know companies that fit that criteria, or you're one yourself, get in touch. I'm one of the most easiest person in the world to get in touch with. Email gary@mrgaryfox.com or any social channel, Mr. Gary Fox on all of them. LinkedIn or email is probably the best to get in touch with me. You can give me more details and you can potentially be featured on season 10 or season 11. And I'll bring you along to our end of season get together as well. Private get together for guests of the pod, which will be a pretty sweet networking opportunity. I have a quick book recommendation today, actually, because book recommendations always go down really well. If you're on YouTube, you can see what I'm holding up. If you're not, it's called Rogues, True Stories of Grifters, Killers, Rebels, and Crooks by Patrick Radden Keefe. He is the author of Empire of Pain. That is one of the best business books of the last 5 years, I would say, about the Sackler family and how they built up the OxyContin business in the States and how they made billions from it. His writing is just unbelievable. So what this is, it's a collection of, I'm not actually sure of how many articles it is. It's a collection of articles and it is, I'm just flicking through now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, but 12 to 13 articles. They're all about 30 to 40 pages long. It's some of the best writing I've ever seen. It is so interesting. I'm heading away for a few days and I'm going to be reading this. It is an absolute page turner. You might kind of wonder what like lessons you learn from it. There actually is pretty good lessons, and also it's just good to enjoy good stories, right? Because the art of being a good business person is being able to tell a good story. And this is something I'm starting to obsess on. I'm doing work Trinity, as I've said, and a lot of that is around storytelling and the narrative arc and how to pitch your business, because I meet a lot of entrepreneurs and some of them really do struggle. I think partially it's an Irish thing. We do struggle to get our message out there. We talk a lot, but often we don't say what we really need to say. So if you are an entrepreneur, I would advise you heavily to pick up some really good narrative books, narrative nonfiction books, and watch how they tell a story. How do they build it up? You have loads of different formulas you can use. The hero's journey. Hero sets out on a quest, has a big problem, needs to face the problem, faces it, overcomes. Beautiful. It's kind of the storyline for most stories, from Disney to Pixar. That's the story. For your business, you should know what your story is. What's your one line? What's your 60 seconds? We're all familiar with the elevator pitch. It's nearly cliched at this stage. You need to be telling an authentic story. You need to be telling it all the time, because it takes a long time for a customer to sink in to your message. So that's your challenge for this week. What is your story? Write down in less than 100 words what the story of your business is and send me the best ones. So that's it. Rising Stars, season 10, season 11. If that's you, get in touch. If it's someone you know, let them know about it. Get in touch and tag them, intro me to them. There'll be live events at the end of season 10 and 11. Very limited tickets. If you want to come along, join my mailing list, mrgaryfox.com. Go there, join the mailing list, and you'll get a chance to come to the events. I will see you back here on Thursday. huge, huge, huge interview with Niall Horgan, the co-founder of Gym Plus Coffee. We interviewed them a couple of years ago. Their progress has been sensational. This is a good one. See you here on Thursday.